Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
How is US aid funded Palestinian Arab terrorism? Well, joining us now on the line, we welcome once again Sean Sachs, who's a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for joining us on the show. Always a pleasure having you on board.
Good afternoon. It's good to be back.
No, great to have you on board once again, Sean, and thanks for availing your time once again in this case to talk about, who's next? I would put it that way. I was saying to my listeners earlier on, or rather, you know, like begging the question, it's UNRWA. Who is in the spotlight and with their ardent activities going on, their support, their findings regarding their support for terrorism and their teachings, and who's next? In this case, USAID funded Palestinian Arab terrorism. So what else is going on here? How long has this been going on for?
Well, this has probably been going on by any account at least for a decade. There's been a significant lack of transparency with regards to USAID, but specifically in the last couple of years, we have seen funding from USAID and other American institutions increase significantly to the West Bank and Gaza. But more troublingly, as the amount of money went up, mm-hmm. the amount of transparency went down.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example.
Right.
In just the last 12 months, prior to President Trump coming in, we saw about $200 million in aid specifically to NGOs going to Gaza and the West Bank. And when you look at what was the USAID website or US spending websites, the majority of that $200 million went to miscellaneous foreign organization.
Oh, really? Okay, right.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you look into that, there's obviously it's for services, it's for humanitarian aid, it's for response to situation in Gaza. But the details are missing. Who is getting this funding and what are they doing? What are they actually achieving with this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, $200 million going to miscellaneous organizations, both through USAID, the US State Department, which is their foreign ministry.
Right.
To organizations, in some cases, organizations that are completely blacked out. In other times, organizations with names that can't be traced. Now, it's not just these organizations, it's also the people working for them. So an organization we may have an organization that could be somewhat okay, but we have no idea who they're giving money to. So it's a significant problem. In fact, it is such a problem that in 2021, the Auditor General of the US actually ran a minor audit. And one of the things this audit said was there is a huge problem that USAID and the State Department aren't doing a proper vetting process of the organizations and people.
I was about to come to that, if I may just come in there. Yes, the checks and balances. That was going to be my next question. Who is supposed to be overseeing that?
So there actually was an audit done, and one of the conclusions of the audit that was done 4 years ago was there is not enough oversight. The result was not to increase oversight, to make it worse. Mm-hmm. And in the final months of President Biden's administration, the amount of money just exploded. Hundreds of millions went to miscellaneous organizations in the West Bank and Gaza, and there was no way of tracking this. But unfortunately, not only that, we have a track record of organizations in the past that have good sounding names like Mercy Corps or World Vision that actually have terror links. In fact, a major organization called World Vision that, again, incidentally, also has offices in South Africa, and they do good work around the world. But their Gaza operation was convicted of funneling hundreds of millions to Hamas entities in Gaza. Not only that, this individual by the name of Mohammed al-Khalabi mm-hmm. was convicted in Israeli court. And in the last hostage release, just 2 weeks ago, Hamas specifically asked for him to be released because of the work he had done for them.
Okay, Sean, let's just gather our breath here as to what you've just said. So, I'm still trying to understand now who, as you've just noted, who's just benefited from it. But now it seems to be deliberate. Can we suspect some kind of inside job going on all the way to the top?
I don't want to make accusations of it being
deliberate.
I can only speak about the facts as what we've seen.
Okay.
But unfortunately, what we've seen is huge amounts of money going to organizations with no vetting and no oversight.
Well, that underlines the point. Sorry to come in there. That underlines the point.
Right.
Carry on, Sean.
And this comes back to something very interesting that we're seeing across the board. Again, I have to put South Africa on the side because of their issues.
Mm-hmm.
But from within Israel to Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, across the world, the people who are complaining the most about USAID's funding cuts are the NGOs that are receiving the money, not the
right.
people who are supposedly suffering from this, but the organizations that get the money. That tells you everything you need to know. Not the countries that are desperate for aid, not the people who are supposed to be receiving aid. They don't seem to be making a lot of noise. It's the NGOs, the middlemen, that are quite honestly raking in the cash. These are the
right.
people complaining because they're the ones, unfortunately, making money out of human suffering.
Right. Sean,
it's a horrible way to put it, but that's what's
indeed,
happening.
Indeed, Sean. Sean, do you have a few more minutes to spend with us? We just have to cross over for a quick news break, a quick news update. Are you tied up? Is your diary full? Or can
no,
you just spend
pleasure.
A few?
I can, I,
thank you, Sean.
I've got a few minutes after news.
Sean, thank you so much. Sean Sachs, senior researcher at NGO Monitor, joining us on the line. We're talking about how has USAID funded Palestinian Arab terrorism and, for that matter, other entities for all we know. We're time now for a quick news update. Let's see what's happening in the world.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Oh, welcome, if you've just joined us, to the second hour of the Afternoon Overdrive. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, I have Sean Sachs, senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, thank you so much for just spending a bit more time with us. Sean, something I just wanted to run by you. We've been talking from a financial perspective. What else could USAID be up to? What else has been discovered about them? What other activities?
Well, we've seen a lot of other activities, and just I just want to update you on something. It's not just USAID. USAID is the largest of the American funding apparatus.
Right.
We've seen aid that has gone through the U.S. State Department, even the U.S. Department of Labor. There is even a small organization called the National Endowment for Democracy, and we're talking about billions and billions and billions that the U.S. is giving every year via these organizations. So
wow.
In addition to, like we've said, suspicion and lack of oversight,
right.
we're even seeing across Europe organizations that are involved in BDS, organizations that are at the forefront
right.
of having Israel taken to the International Criminal Court, organizations that were working with the South African government to send Israel to the ICJ, the International Court of Justice.
Well, well, well.
And all of these organizations were funded via U.S. government funding apparatus. And now all of that is going to come to an end because nobody was looking into it. Nobody had, in this case, raised the alarm about it.
Wow. Sean, sorry, I've just suffered a mental block. But now, so where to from now? Oh, you're right. That's what I wanted to ask you. Elon Musk's Dodge, Department of Government Efficiency. Can you see serious intervention happening here?
Well, we already are, and I think it's wonderful because Elon Musk, when he started this Department of Government Efficiency, the idea was just that, make the government more efficient. And one of the first things he looked at was how much aid is going around the world and how efficient is it? Because we've asked this question many times.
Right.
It's important to give aid, and we can understand, but what is being done with it? Because over decades, hundreds of billions, if not trillions, has gone to aid, and there is very little to show for it. And if you're spending trillions and the situation isn't improving, either there's mismanagement, there's a lack of oversight, or you're spending your money in the wrong places.
Right.
And Elon Musk is coming from the business mind of, if you're spending money in the wrong places, stop spending money or fix the problem.
Indeed.
Don't just throw money at it.
Indeed, Sean. As you mentioned, we cannot accuse or speculate, but certainly, yes, it arouses major suspicions as to what is transpiring here. Sean, I wish we could expand expand on this conversation a bit further, but we have run out of time. But thank you so much for just spending a little more time with us, just to update us as to what USAID is all up to at this moment, funding Palestinian Arab terrorism, just one of them, but other entities for that matter. Only one knows what that could be. Sean Sachs, senior researcher at NGO Monitor.